Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, August 25th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A Christian school reopens in Pakistan. Hurricane Charley's wrath is offset by believers moving to help in Jamaica, and funding is all that's needed to reach thousands in Mexico. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, a Christian school that shut down after Pakistani militants stormed it 2 years ago has reopened this week. A plaque commemorating the dead marked the school's tragedy and a quiet beginning for the Murray Christian School. InterServe's John Kennedy says there have been a lot of changes since the attack.
It's a much smaller group with the transition that the school has gone through, but we're excited that they are able to function again because it means that families serving in Pakistan and in the region will be more likely to be able to remain on the field.
Kennedy says although the school year has begun, the school is in real need of teachers.
I still run into the attitude that teaching missionary children is not really doing missions. In my mind, it's actually multiplying missions because it enables families who otherwise would need to return for a number of years, and in some cases for good, to make sure that their children have the education they feel they need.
Next, while the worst of Hurricane Charley skirted Jamaica, the residents are feeling the aftermath as keenly as survivors in Florida. For many Jamaicans hit in St. Elizabeth, poverty means the loss of a roof or house is nearly irreparable. Food for the Poor is Angel Aloma.
We have sent down 1,200 pieces of zinc and 300 2x4s to the area to help with the repairs of roofs. We have been on a project now to rebuild homes for 30 families who lost their homes completely.
Aloma explains that their work in Jamaica is an extension of ministry.
Action is always a great introduction for faith. And because we work almost exclusively through churches, whatever help we send down to those areas comes through the churches of the area. So it actually becomes an outreach of the area churches.
Many farmers lost their crops in the floods, threatening a coming food shortage. Food for the Poor is also committed to food assistance. You're listening to Mission Network News. With a large number of missionaries leaving the field because of retirement or other reasons, Global Missions Fellowship is doing something about it. It's a program they call Collegiate Quest. GMS Frank Banfill.
Collegiate Quest is an opportunity for 1,000 North American college students to come together for something that's more than just a worship event and more than just a missions trip. It kind of combines both of those and will allow these students to literally impact 10 nations in Latin America next May.
With the help of nationals, those going on the trip will use evangelism to start churches. If you think you won't be used, Banfill says, think again.
Our experience has been for every one American that goes, 3 national believers will get up out of the pew, and sometimes they'll go and begin sharing their faith for the very first time. So just by saying, I'll go, they've already tripled their ministry and investing in people that will continue that ministry long after they're gone.
Meanwhile, as short-term missions becomes more of a family affair, Christian families are being encouraged to participate in Missions Fest Southern California. Hugo Ministries sponsors the event that's billed as a family conference for all ages. 90 different mission organizations will be there. You'll also be able to listen to world-class youth and mission speakers, plus over 40 missions seminars. Missions Fest will be held November 12th through the 14th. Go to our website for details. And a Bible translation ministry is giving you an opportunity to invest in someone's eternal future amongst 2 people groups in rural Mexico. The indigenous languages of the King and Oak people are very different from Spanish. Unlike Spanish, their languages have long, complex words. The Seed Company, a ministry of Wycliffe Bible translators, is focusing on providing scripture in these 2 languages. The Seed Company needs a little more than $28,000 to complete the project by 2008. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book, Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.